Post-Hypnotic Press presents an unabridged recording of Odyssey of a Slave, Book 2, Cursed by the Sea God, by Patrick Bowman, narrated by Gerard Doyle.
Chapter 1. The Windward Isle. Sprawled on the cobbles, the girl was staring up, her dark eyes widened in horror. The slave's knot that bound her hair had shaken loose, leaving dark strands dangling across her face. But she wasn't looking at us. For some reason, she was looking up at a fruit seller, a greying man with gentle eyes. When the Greeks had emerged from the alleyway a moment ago, they must have startled her. A group of bronze-hard Greek soldiers could do that. Coming up behind them, I'd entered the square just in time to see her leap back in surprise. Struggling for balance, she had staggered into a rickety cart. It had toppled over, sending pears rolling across the cobbles and leaving her sprawled among them. Now a shocked silence had fallen across the busy square. "Please," she began, her eyes pleading. I watched, wondering what she was so afraid of. The fruit seller shook his head, his expression sorrowful. "I can't change the rules, young lady. No more can you." He reached down to help her up. "Perhaps it won't be too bad." A breeze stirred his hair and he stiffened. "Best to go now, then. You don't want anyone else blamed, do you?" She bit her lip. With a laugh.